through your word that you will move into the hearts of your people, oh God, on tonight. Hallelujah, that you will order their steps in your word, oh God, for those that may be at a crossroad, oh God. Hallelujah, my God, that they will get clarity and direction tonight. Hallelujah, through this word tonight, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you for sanctifying your people through the water of the washing of the word tonight. My God, for your word, your truth is good for sanctifying, oh God. It has sanctifying power in the name of Jesus by the blood, God. We thank you for it tonight. We have the faith to receive tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have the faith to receive what it is that you would have to impart into us on tonight. And we have the faith to receive it and the faith to hold on to it. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, beloved. We welcome you to the Bible study tonight. We are Cornerstone Deliverance Church. I am Apostle Asia Francis, amen, the facilitator on tonight in this Bible study, in this discipleship course. And throughout discipleship, amen, we have been teaching at points the rudiment of salvation, amen, that you would know what it is that God expects of you as a kingdom citizen, amen. Praise God. We are God's property, amen. We are kingdoms of the sovereign, we are citizens of the sovereign kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. His kingdom is not of this world. Amen. Even though we are in this world, we are pilgrimage passing through, because the citizenship that we have in God's kingdom supersedes everything else. Amen. And so, beloved, tonight, amen, I want to speak to you about the blueprint of your vision. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Everyone that has been born of Christ, amen, or everyone that has been birthed out, period, amen, we have been born again in Christ, amen, but everyone that has been born, God has birthed you out for a purpose, amen. Praise God, to fulfill a purpose or a plan that he believed that was a need, amen, for society or humankind. Amen. Praise God. I want to read unto you Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. And it says, in love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. Amen. Praise God. So God did this in love. Amen. Did he predestine us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, amen, in accordance with his pleasure and his will. So we know that God does all things according to the counsel of his own divine will. Amen, praise God. God didn't ask anybody permission. Amen, praise God. The divine will of God consists of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Amen, the Son whom is the living word. Amen, praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, we know that even though we have sonship, that when we first are born, we are born children. Amen. Maybe not knowing our blueprint or God's plan or purpose for our life, but through the tutors or the pastors or those that God has placed in our life to help develop us, that we may mature. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We learn how to be sons. Amen. Praise God. We learn how to be daughters. Amen. Praise God. We are no longer children having tantrums, asking why at everything. We too, as sons and daughters of God, are in tune, amen, with the will and purpose of God or the vision of God for the ministry, for our lives, for the lives of our family. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we're able to go before God and get the download or the reset. Amen. Praise God. We're able to go before God and get the divine instruction. Amen. When a contractor is building a structure, he uses a blueprint. Amen. I remember when I went forth in ministry. Amen. There was a bishop that said to me, praise God, I believe that he saw the anointing on my life, praise God. And sometimes we could go forth with his zeal and with the anointing, but he spoke these words to me, and I have never forgotten them. And he said, don't do anything until you get the blueprint, amen, because we can work and we can work and we can work and we can do things, and it will look successful, amen, praise God. But what sense is it when we're not doing what it is that God has designed for us to do. Amen. So he says, don't do anything until you get the blueprint. And then I started seeking God. That thing pierced my heart. And I began to seek God for the blueprint. Amen. Praise God. I began to seek God for his will and purpose for birthing me out. Amen. The blueprint is the plan for his vision, which is the finished building. Amen. The contractor always keeps a copy of his blueprint on the site with him. And he does this because he needs to keep checking it to see if the building is being constructed correctly according to the plan. Amen. And so amen, I remember, amen, praise God. So God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Amen. And so I remember, amen, I was teaching Bible study, and the Bible study was good, and people was coming, and they was drawn to what God was releasing, but God shifted me when he said, make disciples. All of this that you are doing is good. But the part of the blueprint that I have for your life is for you to preach and teach the truth that you can make disciples, people that are disciplined to live a life like Christ, people that I can use. Amen. Praise God. And it shifted me. Amen. Praise God. And when God spoke to my heart and to my spirit, I shifted and I began to teach and preach in a way that disciples can be made. Amen. Praise God. And so likewise, if you don't have a plan for your life, you have nothing to refer to when you want to make sure you are on track. So there's times when I go back to the vision, amen, praise God, I reread the vision to make sure that I don't go off track. Amen, concerning what it is that God has given unto me. Now, God can add to the vision, but it will go along with his plan and his blueprint. How do you begin to develop a blueprint for your vision? First, you must secure the answer to this one very important question. Amen. You must know who you are. Amen. Praise God. And I'm not asking you to know who your mother said you are, who your father says you are, who your school teacher said that you are. Amen. In your very young years, amen, sometimes there are different people that would have the privilege of being able to touch your life. Amen. And sometimes these people don't have nothing good to say about you. Amen. Praise God. Depending on who your teacher was, amen, your teacher may have spoke against God's plan for your life. Amen. Depending on the state of your mother or your father that was raising you, amen, praise God, they may have spoken against God's plan for your life, praise God, amen. And so I'm not asking you to figure out who people say that you are, but get into the presence of God, come to know him in the power of his word, and come to know your authentic self, who God says you are, why he birthed you out, and what it is that he would have for you to do. Because I believe that when you come to discover your authentic self, things begin to change. When you begin to collide with the truth, amen, of why God birthed you out, amen, hallelujah, the things that had you incarcerated or in bondage, amen, has to let you go. Why? Because when you begin to hear why God allows you to come into existence, amen, those things that held you back can no longer hold you back. For I heard the word say that the truth shall make you free, amen. And when you ask yourself, what is the truth, or who is the truth? Jesus Christ said, for I am the way, I am the truth, and that I am the life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So Jesus is the truth. Amen. Whether you are reading or studying him and the manifestation of him in written form through the Holy Scriptures, or whether it is just his spirit, because truth is spirit. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we want you to be in tune with that. Amen. Really seek the presence of God. Seek the face of God about who you really are. Amen. There have been some things unfolding in my life. Amen. I didn't believe that I was an author. Amen. But God unlocked that in me. Praise God, and birthed that out in me. I didn't think that I was a lyricist for songs. Amen. Praise God. But God unlocked that in me. What I've learned is that the great I am is on the inside. Amen. And he is whomever he chooses to be at that time. amen, all of these talents and gifts. You can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens you. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is on the inside of you. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, you shall know no lack. Amen. So it's very important for you to come to the knowledge of not who you believe that you are. Amen. Listen, the things that you have been through in life, your hurts, your pains, amen, your setbacks, amen, praise God, even your successes, amen, does not say who you are. Amen. But God, amen, the Creator, amen, your Lord, your Savior, your Father, amen, Him that created you, says who you are, amen, until you do, amen, until you do it will be difficult to write a plan for your life because such a plan is directly tied to knowing who you are, amen, beloved. You want to know who you are and you want to be able to build a vision according to that. You want to know according to the plan where you want to be 2 years from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. You have to begin to set a plan in place. Amen. You will never become really successful in your life if you don't have a clear idea of your identity in God. So I realized that in life at times I have found myself in relationships or tied to relationships, whether they were friendships, amen, business relationships, amen. But when you discover your authentic self, sometimes you find that these things that you are connected to is not really a part of God's plan for your life. Amen. Praise God. We have to remember Job in the time of his affliction. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes the enemy will use people very close to you to derail you or to keep you from knowing the God's purpose and plan for your life or your authentic self. But when Job found himself being afflicted, the hedge of God came down. Amen. And God told Satan that you can touch all that he has, but don't touch his life. Amen. The very thing that was closest to him, which was his wife, spoke. Amen. Praise God. And she said, why don't you just curse your God and die? Amen. And Job discerned that you sound like a foolish woman, that you don't even sound like my wife. Praise God. Job was able to discern the spirit that was operating behind the scenes. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, sometimes you can find yourself tied to things and partner with things. Amen. Praise God. That is not conducive for where God is taking you. Amen. Praise God. And then you have to know, even as you rejoice coming into the relationship, you have to know when to depart from a relationship. Amen. You have to know when to enter and when to end a thing. Amen. Praise God. And so the Bible tells us that it is God's pleasure and will for us to be identified as his sons and daughters. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Amen. And I love these scriptures because that sanctification process is serious. Every time I give you a scripture, the scripture is the truth. And we are sanctified by the truth. There is a water of the washing of the word of God. Amen. Praise God. The word of God sanctifies us. Amen. Praise God. For he chose us in him. And that word him is speaking of Christ. We was chosen in Christ. Amen. And before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. Amen. In accordance with his pleasure and with his will. Amen. We are also assured that in God we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. And that's Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors. Amen. So we may go through things in life and we may not see a way out. But if we hold fast to the faith of the promise that God has made to us through the truth. Amen. Listen, the truth is not going to bend. The truth is not going to give in. The truth is not going to waver. but the truth accomplished the very thing that it was sent to do. And so if the Bible says that you are more than a conqueror, amen, that you can do all things through Jesus Christ to strengthen you, amen, praise God, you can hold fast to that. And that thing will bring you through. The truth will bring you through. Amen. But, beloved, we have to not waver. Amen. Praise God. The truth is not going to waver, but sometimes we waver. Sometimes we give in. Sometimes we stop believing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so when we hear of the truth, when we hear of Jesus Christ, amen, it puts us in his presence. But when we believe, do we see the deposit, amen, of eternity that brings us through? Amen. Many of us have become what other people want us to be. We have not yet discovered our unique, irreplaceable identities. Amen. God gave, the Bible says that we are wonderfully and uniquely made. There is an irreplaceable identity that God has placed in you. And some of us, we have identity crisis because we don't really know, amen, the authentic self that God made us to be. Praise God. Amen. And, beloved, the only way that you can find this out is that you yourself have to get in the presence of God. Amen. It is for you to know it's in you. Let God unlock it in you. Let him reveal it to you. For I heard the Bible say that it is the Spirit of the Lord that revealed the deep and the secret things of God. So there are some things that are hidden in darkness that it is for you to discover. Amen. Praise God. But you have to take out time. Amen. Sometimes we give our time and our momentum over to things that is not accomplishing. I don't want to say not accomplishing anything. It might be accomplishing something, but it may not be accomplishing those things according to your authentic self or the things what God would have for you to do. Wherever you spend your time, beloved, you're spending your life. If you're miserable, you're choosing to spend your time or your life being miserable. Amen. Praise God. That's why you got to learn how to shake misery off. Amen.
Amen.
If you're
amen.
Unhappy, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Minister Paris called me, and she said she was watching something, and the man said he said smart people do the things that make them happy, amen, and that foolish people do things that make other people happy, amen, praise God. These are not things that they really want to do, but they do it anyway, and that they're not happy with it, amen, praise God, amen. And so I know that I am made glad. Amen, that I'm made glad by the Lord. Amen, praise God. And when I'm doing what it is that he wants me to do, amen, God wants us to be fulfilled in our work. Amen, he wants us to enjoy the labor or the fruits of our labor, praise God, amen. But when we're doing things where there's no enjoyment and there's no fulfillment, that is not God's mind toward us. Something is wrong, praise God, amen. And so, beloved, God wants us to be fulfilled. Amen. Many of us have become what other people want us to be. We have not yet discovered our unique, irreplaceable identities. Some of us, we are having an identity crisis. Yet it is knowing your true identity in God that gives you the courage to write your life plan. Amen. Praise God. And so many people are drifted. They're going through life drifting, not knowing who they are, why they were created, or not knowing that they're part of a bigger plan and a bigger purpose. Amen. Praise God. So they just go through life drifting. Amen. If this is you, praise God, I pray that this message is encouraging you, that you just don't want to go through life drifting, accepting any old thing. Amen. Because you have an irreplaceable identity. You are wonderfully and uniquely made. And God don't make no junk. Amen. Praise God. He created you for a purpose and for his plan. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, just give me a minute because I don't want to lose my connection. Amen. If I lose my connection in Bible study, I don't want to say it will be over, but it may be over. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just bear with me for a minute and let me plug in. See, just like I have to plug into the electricity, to the outlet, amen, to be able to keep my phone going so that I could be connected to you, amen, we have to plug into the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. because he is the deposit of eternity that God has given us, that we can have spirit-to-spirit worship and fellowship with him. The way that we get the download is that we have to stay connected to the true vine that is Jesus. And the Amen. Holy Ghost is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, beloved, there must be a fellowship in order for you to get the master's reset and for you to know, amen, your true identity in Christ. Amen. Praise God. Because once we are born of the Spirit, we are knitted where the Holy Spirit places us. Amen. Praise God. We don't just fill about and go wherever we want to be. Amen. We're not changing titles and gifts. Amen. Praise God. Every month, or we're doing whatever's popular. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That ain't God. God is a God of decency and of order. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so we just have to be mindful. Amen. I don't mind preaching and teaching the same thing. Amen. When those of you that develop go on. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will send new people to be able to get this development, this teaching, this preaching. Amen. Praise God. Or he may just give me more, a deeper revelation to be able to sustain you in your new place. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so many of us have become what other people want us to be. We have not yet discovered our unique, irreplaceable identities. Yet it is knowing your true identity in God that gives you courage to write your life plan. Amen. How many of us have a life plan or a vision?
Amen.
Amen. Sister Johnson, do you have a life plan or a vision?
I'll wait.
A vision board.
You have a vision board. Amen. Yes, praise God. And so the woman of God have a life plan or a vision. She's working towards something. She's not just drifting. Amen. Praise God. And beloved, as you begin to develop, God will give you what you can handle. Amen. Praise God. He will. God will. If God had told me everything that he wanted me to do, amen, I would not have accepted this call. I would not have wanted it. Amen. Praise God. But because how he did it, he gave me a little bit at a time. And then when he gave me the assignment, I didn't even want the assignment. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I wasn't running looking for this assignment. Praise God. I wasn't looking for God's people. I wasn't going out looking for people to preach and talk to. The young people was running to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I said, what is going on here? Where is all these kids
Amen.
Coming from?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And so I kicked in gear. I said, okay, we going to the church house. Amen. They was coming in droves. We was running in packs. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But God did that. The young people thought I was saving them, but God sent the young people to save me. Because what he did was he gave me assignment. Amen. Praise God. He said, the seed that I give you is not your seed. This is my seed. But I have made you a steward over what's mine. Amen. Praise God. And you have to be a good steward and training them up in the way that they should go. When I realized that these young people wasn't going to go away, I started holding Bible study, amen, on Wednesday night around my dining room table, praise God. And then they began to tell the rest of the community, and the Bible study just grew and grew and grew. And when they said, well, it seems like you are a pastor, I said, no, I'm not your pastor. I said, "What? But you find a church, and I will come to make sure that it's a good fit for you. Amen, praise God. Amen. But that's not what God was doing before I knew it, amen. God
amen.
Don't push me forth, amen. And those young people did wind up becoming my chief. Amen, praise God. But first God had to know that he could trust me. Amen, praise God. It went from a Wednesday night Bible study to Friday all-night prayer to these young girls being filled with the Holy Ghost and the fire, and God taking them through deliverance. We were casting out demons, and they were seeing the power of God go forth. Now, these young people will tell you, because they was birthed out in power. Amen. Praise God. They can't sit in no dead church. So when they went to places or they sat in other places, they immediately discerned, ain't no power in here. Ain't no signs and wonders in here. When you birth out in power, you can't sit in foolishness. Unless God have you there to set a fire in place, amen, or to ignite a fire in place, amen, praise God. unless God have you there as a help. Praise God.
Amen.
And so it was hard for them to sit in places where they did not see the sun. Praise God. I mean, they saw people levitate in my living room. Praise God. And we would deal with that spirit. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. They saw people get healed, delivered, and made free in the living room. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the living room became the house of God, because we gathered in the name of Jesus, and wherever we gathered, he was in the midst. Amen. Praise God. When we preached on the corner, they saw people give their life to Christ and immediately get filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the Bible says that when they believe, that he will pour out his spirit. He pours out his spirit on a believing heart. So now if God don't pour out his spirit on you, I'm going to have to ask you, check your heart. Do your first words over again, because I don't give you the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus baptizes you with his spirit. Amen. Praise God. That is a work for God to do. Amen. I remember I had a friend. He came over, and he had never, he said that he had not received the Holy Ghost in fire baptism, that he has never spoken in tongues. And so, you know, those of us that have been birthed out of Pentecostalism, they believe that we are zealots. Amen. We have a lot of charisma, praise God, amen. And some people believe that the gift of tongues is not for everyone, amen. Well, the gift of interpretation and divers tongues may not be a gift that everyone have, but every believer should have a prayer language, amen, praise God, that they can pray in the Holy Ghost, building themselves up, amen. So he did not have that understanding, and so he was still somewhat bound, amen, praise God. And so when the Bible says that when you know the truth will make you free. Amen. And so I said to him, I gave him the word that God had me to give to him. I told him, do you want it? He said, yes. I said, well, repent and get down on your knees. Amen. Praise God. And he got down on his knees in the sanctuary that was in my living room. Praise God. And he began to call on Jesus. I'm old school Terry. Call on Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Just praise him until he come. Amen. While you praising him, give up everything. Align your heart with him. Amen. Ask him for it. Amen. Hallelujah. God will reward you. Amen. With the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will come in. Amen. Praise God. And so he said, well, why nothing is happening? I said, I don't know. That's not my heart. That's your heart. Praise God. Amen. Ain't no hocus pocus here. Praise God. If your heart is right, he's coming in. Amen. Praise. If you really believe, he's coming in. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Praise God. And so when he asked me why nothing is happening, you know, I told him, I don't know. How's your heart? Amen. Praise God. That's your heart. So he said, he repented and began to speak. Amen. Praise God. I said, there it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. But your heart must be right. The Bible didn't say that I'm discerning your heart. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit comes into the regenerated heart. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we just want to encourage you in the work that God would have for you to do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I did the Bible study, but I was a part of a greater vision. Amen. And I went to that service every Sunday. I served in that ministry. Amen. Praise God. Until God separated me unto a work. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I said, until God separated me unto a work. Amen. And then I was still subject to, amen, praise God, leadership. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, until you do it, it will be difficult. Amen. No, that's not what I want to read. I'm going to give you this. Second, to develop a blueprint for your vision, you must answer the question, where am I going? So first you must know who you are, amen, who God says you are, amen, praise God, hallelujah. You must know your authentic self, amen, and some of us are still trying to discover our authentic self, amen. You would think that John the Baptist would have known who he was, amen, praise God. The Bible says that when the angel Gabriel came unto Zechariah and Elizabeth, he told them who John was going to be. Amen, praise God. And they were supposed to teach John according to who God said that he was going to be. He was going to be as a Nazarite. Amen, praise God. He was not supposed to drink any wine or anything from the vine. Amen, praise God. He would be one crying in the wilderness. He will turn the heart of the son back to the father. Amen. Praise God. So he was going to bring reconciliation of God's people back to God. Amen. Praise God. He was going to forerun Christ. Amen. Praise God. He was coming in the spirit in the power of Elijah. But in the Bible, he was asked by the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who is he? And they asked him, was he Elijah? He said, no, he had an identity crisis, because the prophecy that came forth that said that he is coming forth in the spirit in the power of Elijah. If you study or read anything about John the Baptist, amen, Elijah was a hairy man, amen. He had a belt girded up around his waist, amen, praise God. And if you read on the description of John the Baptist, John the Baptist wasn't a hairy man, but he wore camel hair, and he girded a belt upon his waist. Amen. Like Elijah, praise God. And the Bible teaches us that the spirit and the power that we come in, that is who we are. The spirit and the power that we come in, that is who we are. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The spirit of the Lord is your identity. Amen. And so we come in the spirit in the power of Jesus. And the only way we're able to do greater things is because we are part of the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. You have to come to that identity that you are Jesus. But where are you fitted in the body, and what would God have for you to do? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as John had an identity crisis, then they said unto John, well, who gave you the permission to baptize if you're not the Messiah, if you're not Elijah? Who gave you permission to baptize? So because he wasn't none of these things that was prophesied, they figured, you're subject to us. You're subject to us. We did not give you permission to baptize, so you should not be baptizing. Amen? Beloved, you cannot have an identity crisis. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to encourage you, amen, that you have to know who you are, who God says that you are, amen, and where I am going and where you are going. Even Jesus asked his disciples, amen. There was a time when Jesus had sent his disciples out, and Jesus said to his disciples, who do the people say that I am? Who do the people say that I am? Amen. Praise God. And the disciples responded to Jesus. And they said, some says that you are Elijah. Some says that you are a prophet, that you are this one, that you are that one. Then he turned and he said to them, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Amen. Peter was the only one that said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. So Jesus said unto him, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Amen. But my Father, amen, praise God. And upon that rock, upon this revelation, amen, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. Jesus is the rock. Amen. He is the rock of ages. Amen. Revelation is Jesus. Amen. Praise God. The truth is Jesus. Amen. The fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that is the truth. Amen. Praise God. Upon that rock, God will build his church. And he said, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that. And so I woke up one day and God had me to ask the people, who do you say that I am? And I did. I sent that question out to people that I was associated in ministry, my spiritual sons and daughters. And so many of them sent back so many different things. But when I asked them, now, who do God say that I am? See, because that's what revelation is built on. And sometimes people may not know you through who God say that you are. Amen. Praise God. They may know you through another lens. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They may not know your authentic self. Amen. But there was one of my spiritual daughters that immediately said, you are my spiritual mother. And she began to say other things. I actually kept these responses. Amen. Praise God. I actually kept them, and she said that before I answered the first time I sought God, amen, God showed me who she was, amen, praise God. She is one that will not vicariously answer a question just to have a quick answer. She is one that will seek God, amen. But there was a pastor, amen, that she would assist me when I did funerals or homegoings and things like that. And when she had to seek God, her revelation came back different. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God opened up a vein and she began to prophesy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. She began to prophesy, amen, about who God has called me to be and the anointing on my life and the things that God would have for me to do. Amen, beloved. And God will open up that prophetic vein in you. Amen. Praise God. He will tell you who you are. Amen. Praise God. You need to know your authentic self. Amen. We are wonderfully and uniquely made. Amen. Praise God. Just like your fingerprint. Amen. There's no other fingerprint like it. Amen. God has given you an identity. Amen. Praise God. That is unlike anybody else. We may have some facial features alike. Amen. We may somewhat be shaped alike, but there's something that distinguishes you from everything else that God has created. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And beloved, not only that, but you are necessary. Amen. You are necessary. Amen. You are needed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God has birthed you out that you can serve a purpose. Amen. And it's time to discover the blueprint, your authentic self, that you can, that the plan can be written and that you can discover that blueprint. Amen. And you have to work the blueprint. Work the blueprint. Amen. A vision. Praise God. God's purpose. You can start planning effectively because you will be able to plan with focus. Amen. When you have the blueprint, you have something to focus on. Amen. When you write the plan, you have something to focus on. Amen. Praise God. When you keep the plan before God, you have something to focus on. A vision becomes a plan when it is captured, fleshed out, and written down. Amen. Praise God. So I heard the woman of God say that she has a vision board. Amen. The plan that's in your heart is a documentation of a future that is not yet finished. When you write down a plan, it's a description of the end of your life, not the beginning. That is why God says, you make the plan, and I will explain how it can be paid for, who is going to work it with you, amen, and where the resources and facilities are going to come from, amen. Leave that part to me. You just put the plan down, amen. Praise God. So when you write the plan and you start working out the plan, amen, what you're doing is showing your faithfulness and obedience to God's greater plan for your life, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, you got to be working something. Amen. Work your season that you are in. Amen. But first, make sure that the season that you are working is a part of your authentic identity. Amen. Praise God. Because when you discover your authentic identity, it will shift you. When you discover your authentic identity, it will make you cut people off. When you discover, amen, because some things is a hindrance to who God has called you to be. Amen.
Amen.
Some things, as you taking steps forward, these things will set you back. Amen. Praise God. Everybody's not meant to go along with you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Gideon had a great army. Praise God. But it still was not greater than the enemy that was against us. Praise God. And so, and Gideon, he was a new leader, did not know what to do, but he stayed in the face of God. Praise God. God told Gideon first, get rid of those that are afraid. Didn't God tell him that? Praise God. Because fear is a problem. Fear comes to constrict you. Fear comes to put you in prison. Fear comes to stop you from doing the very thing that God wants you to do. Fear is a crippling spirit. It's a tormenting spirit. And so God gave Gideon a blueprint. The first thing that you do, Gideon, when you're going forth in this war, I'm going to give the enemy over to your hand, amen, but listen, I don't want you to go with so many people that the people think that they delivered themselves, amen, praise God. That's why Apostle Paul always said, I am who I am by the grace of God. Apostle Paul wasn't so great. The revelation that he had, amen, praise God, wasn't something that he made up. God was the source of that revelation, and he kept giving God the glory. I am who I am by the grace of God. Amen. Yeah. It is God's grace that made me this way. It is the grace and the purpose and the plan and the vision of God that drives me. Amen. Praise God. That keeps me humble, that keeps me in his face, that tells me that I was the chief of sinners. Amen. Praise God. Because I persecuted Jesus and the church.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing God told Gideon was get rid of those people that are afraid. Get rid of them. Amen. Let the scaredy cats go. Amen. Hallelujah, Amen. Jesus. And then the next thing he said amen, was the people that drink in this way, you will know because my spirit is rested upon them. And I'm going to send out that passage so that y'all can read it for yourself. Amen. Praise God. Because my we doing Bible study a little different today. Amen, beloved, because of my my resources. Amen. The things that I have that I normally use is not before me. But I believe that you're getting the gist of it, and I believe that the Holy Ghost and the anointing is still working. Amen. The work must go on. Amen. Praise God.
All right. Amen.
And so Gideon said, God told Gideon, those that drink this way are the ones that are going with you. He gave him Pacific. He said, because those are the ones that my spirit is resting upon. Amen. And so we want to go forth with people who God's spirit is resting upon to help us to facilitate God's plan. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God may have people operate in different ways. He may cause for the wealth of the wicked to be transferred. So someone may give. That don't mean that they're part of your vision. They're going to walk with you. That means that God used their finance or their resources or their building or their land or whatever God did. God used that to help pay for what he ordered. That's all that means.
Amen.
Don't try to make them nothing. Don't try to make them nothing. Don't try to give them no title. Amen. Because they gave a couple of dollars. Don't do that. You got to be led by God. You got to be led by God. According to God, they may just be a purse. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, beloved, this is why we must be led by God. Gideon got instructions from God on how they was going to win that battle. He did exactly what God told him to do, and the battle was won with a few men. God sent confusion in the camp of the enemy. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God called for the enemy to turn on themselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. They was fighting each other. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God won the battle. God won the battle. God won the battle. And so how are you going to do, if your vision and your heart might be great, how are you going to accomplish that? Don't worry about that. Write the plan. Write the plan. Hallelujah. Write a plan for the blueprint. Once you discover who you are and what it is that God would have for you to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So, beloved, we want to encourage you. Amen. We want you to be a completer of assignments. Some people come, they're children, but that's okay. You keep coming through the truth of the word, you will be developed. Amen. Praise God. You will spiritually maturate. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God, the word of God says that the word is quick and it brings one to a quick understanding. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give yourself over to God and let him bring you to a quick understanding. Let him reveal the deep and secret things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The plan that is in your heart is a documentation of a future that is not yet finished. When you write down a plan, it's a description of the end of your life, not the beginning. That is why God says, you make the plan and I will explain how it can be paid for, who is going to work with it, and where the resources and facilities are going to come from. Leave that part to me. You just put the plan down. Amen. And so when I came to North Carolina, amen. There was, when God shifted me to North Carolina, I heard the voice of God, wherever you tread your feet, I will give it unto you. Praise God. Amen. The
amen.
Same promise he made unto Abraham, he made to me. Praise God. Amen. Praise
all
God.
Right.
You have to go according to how God is leading you. There was a young couple that it was meant for me to meet. Amen. I thought I met this couple by happenstance, but it really wasn't. But God put something in my heart, and I kept ministering to the wife. And as I kept ministering to the wife, a few months down the line, the wife called me and said, we have some land, and God is telling us to give this land to your church. Praise God. Amen. And y'all heard me speak of this before. And so what I did was I went ahead and I spoke to God. Amen. I said, God, you said for her to give the land to the church. Now show me how to possess the land. Amen. Praise God. Show me how to get the land from the deed from their name to the church name. Praise God. And as immediately God began to download and I began to do what God had led me to do. Amen. Listen, this thing didn't take a week. It didn't take 2 weeks. Amen. This thing was immediate. Amen. I'm talking about a couple of days. Before I knew it, amen, by the time I got back up to the church in Westbury, Amen. The deed was on its way. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
I was able to pass that deed around to the members of the church. And I began to let them know that this is the oil of God on our life. Amen. God will transfer wealth. He said the earth and the fullness thereof and everything that dwelleth within it belong to him. He do what he pleases. Now, recently God began to tell me write the vision for the land. Amen. God let me to know that when you release the vision for the land, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, that you're not going to have to take out a mortgage to build what I'm telling you to build. Amen. People will read the vision and God will move upon their heart to give. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I know that once that vision is released, amen, I had already started on that vision, and then I got busy and moved away from it, and this was when I first got it, but now God is taking me back to it. Amen. Praise God. And so we just have to obey God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just have to obey God. And so I just thank God for what it is that he's doing. And so, beloved, there's things that God has given you to do. If you have written a vision and made it plain, and if you have put a plan in place, amen, you have to keep it before you that you can execute the plan. Sometimes things in life will come and it will move you over this way and move you over this way. But if you have the plan, you have something that you can be focused on. Amen.
Amen.
You start the assignment. Let's finish the assignment so that you can move on to the next assignment. Amen. Praise God. I believe in completing assignments. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus completed his assignment. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He went as a lamb willingly all the way to the slaughter. Amen. Praise God. He completed the assignment. Amen. Even though it was a hard thing for him to do, he did it anyway. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to remember to leave that part to God. Amen. We just have to write the plan down, put the plan down. Have you started developing a plan for your life? Do you know what you want to do next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now? Do you have a plan in place? Now, some of us, we may have a family plan. We may have a corporate plan with our wife and our husband. Some of us, we may be single, so we may have an individual plan, and that's fine. But have a plan, praise God, amen? Because even though you may not be married now, you are married to Christ. You still have someone that you are responsible and accountable unto. Amen, praise God. And so there could be a plan, amen, there could be a plan that you have for your community. Amen, praise God. And so, beloved, whatever it is that God would have for you to do, amen, keep it before you, amen. So I ask you, have you started developing a plan for your life? Do you know what you want to do next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now? Some people don't know that, amen. If you don't and if you didn't, amen, begin to execute a plan. But before you can do that, remember you have to get into the face of God and find out who is your authentic self. Amen. When you begin to speak to God, God will answer you. Can you envision a plan for the next 20 years of your life? God has given you the ability to do that. He has given you a mind, the gift of imagination, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and he has given you the vision of faith. Amen. Praise God. He has also given you the ability to write so that you can record the blueprint. You see in your heart, what are you waiting for? Amen. And, beloved, if you can't write, speak it into a recording device. Amen. Don't let nothing stop you. I love when I see people with disabilities, amen, and they're doing things that they have never done before, blind people surfing and, you know, all kind of different things going on, people with no legs running a race, amen. But we could have all of our limbs, all of our strength, the use in a good mind, amen, and we just doing what? We just coasting. Amen. Praise God. We just drifting. Praise God. Amen. We don't have to drift. Some of us, our ancestors were slaves, taken against their will. Amen. Praise God. Their language stripped from them. Amen. They was not taught to read. Amen. Praise God. But there was something in them, an innate ability where they knew they just needed to be free. Praise God. When they knew that they was more and better than, amen, what captivity told them they were. Amen. Beloved, don't let captivity dictate your identity. Amen. Praise God. Let God dictate who you are. Amen. And so I'm going to give you some actions or steps to fulfill for fulfilling your vision? Do you know the answers to the questions? Amen. These are the questions that you need to answer in going forth and fulfilling your vision. Amen. Who am I? Where am I going? Start the process of developing a blueprint for your vision by writing your answers to these questions. Start thinking about where you want to be. Amen. 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now. Jot down your ideas and continue to think and pray about them. Amen. Praise God. Just like Gideon, when he knew that there was a call of God on his life and the angel came to him and called him a mighty man of valor, he didn't see himself as a mighty man of valor. He said, "Who are you talking to? I'm the least of my tribe, and my tribe is the least of all the other tribes. I ain't no mighty man of valor. I'm here hiding because that's your weak." Praise God. I'm here hiding from those that persecute us, that should weep, so that we can keep our weep. Amen. Praise God. But the angel spoke, a mighty man of valor. The truth came forth. The word of God came forth, and it made Gideon to know his authentic identity. Amen. His irreplaceable identity. His irreplaceable identity is that he was a mighty man of valor and that God was going to use him to be able to deliver the children of Israel from the persecution that they was receiving. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so you need a word from God. That's why I said seek God, beloved. Get in his face. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I want you to think about this. Knowing your true identity in God gives you the courage to write your life plan. Amen. You can't write nothing when you don't know nothing. Knowing your true identity in God gives you the courage to write your life plan. Amen. And, beloved, I'm going to ask that someone pull up Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. When you get it, say amen.
38 to 39?
31 to 39. Did I say 31 to 39?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Can you read it, woman of God?
Sure. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spareth not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. You said to 30 what?
To 38.
Okay. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him.
Hallelujah.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, we're going to leave it on that. The truth has spoken. It was very plain. Amen. Praise God. It was very plain. Hallelujah. And I just want the truth to keep speaking to your heart. Let the word of God speak. Jesus says, I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. Amen. Praise God. The word of God is Jesus manifested in written form. Praise God. The Holy Spirit in you, the Holy Ghost in you is the Spirit of truth. The Bible says in John 14 that he is the Spirit of truth and that he will remind you of all things. Amen. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you amen, your authentic self, amen. Seek God, amen. Hallelujah. Seek God with a purpose and a plan. Get specific with him. Amen. Sometimes we go before God and we go before him about all kinds of things. But you get specific with him. Amen. Father, I would like to know, Lord, I would like to know. Holy Spirit, reveal to me my authentic self. Who have you created me to be, and what would you have me to do? What would you have me to do, praise God? When Saul, the Apostle Paul, amen, collided with Jesus, when he came in contact with Jesus, Jesus told him that he will suffer much for the kingdom of God. He told him you will suffer much for this gospel. He gave him his blueprint, amen. If you go before God, amen, hallelujah, he will reveal to you the blueprint that he has for your life. Amen, praise God. Amen, amen, praise God. So, Eternal Father, we thank you for the service today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you, oh God, for the smearing of your oil upon the hearts of your people. We thank you for their faith, oh God, that is working. Hallelujah. Their faith is working this word, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Their faith is working this word on tonight, my God, pulling all the provision that you have for them, my God. Their faith will bring forth works from this word. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. Father, we thank you for living in active faith amongst your people. We thank you for faith that brings about works. In the name of Jesus, and we give you glory for it now, and we give you praise, and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, beloved. Now, I want to open up the floor, amen, that we can share, amen. What is it that we receive from God as God begins, as the truth, as we heard the truth, amen, praise God, because we know that in hearing the truth, puts us in the presence of Christ. The truth is Jesus. Amen. There's no way that you can hear the truth and not be in his presence. But when you believe it, it makes you free. When you believe it, it frees you up to do the very thing that God has told you to do. Amen. When you believe it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many people hear, but do you believe? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In believing, amen, your faith will have good works. Amen, praise God, your faith will have good works. Amen, dead faith does nothing. Hallelujah, but living faith, my God, have good works. Amen, praise God. So we want to hear from you how God spoke to your heart, what you got from the lesson. Amen, praise God. And then after that, we'll move on in the service. We're going to start with Brother Golden. Brother Golden, are you sharing tonight?
Yes, I want to first of all say praise the Lord for those that showed up tonight here and for those that could not be here and wanted to be here. May we shower love with them and let them know of a great Bible study and what also God can do for them.
Amen.
And I just want to say that it was a very inspiring, very moving and get going worship tonight on learning what to do with your vision plan. I think something like this could hit the lecture circuit across many colleges because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and you probably seen the news reports and over in Michigan, it's a crisis when, you know, kids go to college and then they want to change majors and do something else with their life. You know, I don't mind changing majors while I'm in there, but when you get out and can't find a job, you're still not related to your degree. It's like, okay, you know, you went through all those 4 years, and now you want to do something else, but you went through blood, sweat, and tears for what was your money, your parents' money, financial aid, whatever. I agree with that's an identity crisis. And,
amen.
You know, I'm not saying you can't change. Because we, you know, I always try to keep up what's going on in the world with trends, so I won't fall into any devilish trends or what the devil wants me to do. But I'll kind of, you know, I'll be like a security guard. Is this for me? This ain't for me. I better watch that. You know, that's how I want God, know God wants me to be. And, you know, the trend is now, you know, it used to be, yeah, you had a degree in the field, we hire you. Well, now these jobs want to get more technical. And want someone job specific in XYZ category. So with that being said, I thought what you preached on tonight could be really used in the lecture circuit. Community colleges, four-year colleges, high school graduates, whatever. That's how much it touched me.
Amen.
And I just want to say that why I say that is because stick to your vision and blueprint in life. You know, you really have to know what you want to do. I took from tonight what you said, you know, where do you want to be in 5, 10, 15 years? I know a lot of us can't answer that, don't want to answer that. You need to answer that. Because then we're getting into, depending on somebody's check, you living in their house. Then we're getting into, are they going to leave me the land to live here? Then we're getting into stuff that you cannot control your destiny. And that's what I'm at in life. I've got to control my own destiny if I really want to be where I need to be, because that also comes with independence. That's how I reflect that. I'm not disrespecting where I was raised, but I know some of my friends have told me, I'm starting to see now, you were given too much, and now you cannot be independent. And I pray to God I'll work on that. You were given too much. And I'm glad I was given things. I'm glad I didn't have to struggle on things in life. But you have to know how to be independent to survive. I'm not saying I can't be independent. I can cook and clean for myself. I can, at one time when I was married, I was independent. I had to pay bills and, you know, that had its good days and bad days. But even when I was not winning those days and struggling but trying to make it, I didn't have a vision or plan. And so I thought tonight what you said is important. And you have to stick to it once you pray on it and ask God, this is for me. You go with it. I thought it was also nice tonight to hear that you said you didn't have any plans to get into ministry. Any.
Mm-hmm.
And you just started having young people come to your house and sit at the table and told them about Jesus just on your experience, what you had. Next thing you know, one went to 5 and 5 went to 10. And, you know, then you talking now, but that was nice how you got them in the church, and then they adopted you as their preacher, and you were like, no, I'm not your preacher, and you were like, you know, hold it now, and they're like, no, you know, you showed us, so, you know, you took that and said, well, maybe I am have a skill set here that I need to give to others, and you got, you know, certified on it, and, you know, one thing, you went down to North Carolina, and I'm not getting all the events to how well, but it led to this point. And again, I keep saying I'm coming to providing a great teleconference resource for people like myself. And, you know, I just think it's wonderful. And also, I'm going to say this quickly so we can move on. I'm going to talk about some parts I wrote down real quick. About 5 of them, and I'm going to end it. My testimony on what I learned tonight. I thought what you said about asking God to give you an identity in life is important. Identity gives you control and purpose in your personality. As you know, not knowing your identity can be so bad, and it's a wonder you can hit on tonight. You got these people don't even know their sexual identity, especially not teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
It is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you really don't know that I function, you got demons in you that you need to get cast out.
Amen.
And, you know, we need to realize that, once again, when everything's trending, it's not all right. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know there's a lot of things that's an abomination, but we, you know, when we get to that, and we've been on the past Bible studies, you know, God really, he shows on all sins. But when you do the gay thing and, you know, now they say, no, you're going to respect my choice. Okay, I'm not going to hate you as a person, but it's your choice. But I'm going to do what God wants.
Amen.
And it's just that simple. There's no bargaining or in between. Or I'm going to do this year and that next year. You're either going to walk the line, chalk line, and that's it. And that's what I see.
Amen.
Also, when you hit the first talks tonight, I thought it was great when you said we're all vessels passing through in life. Make something of your life while you're here on earth. Hear God's word. You know, you want to be remembered for good things here. And if it's a business or you own a home and raise your family and were good with employers, well, that honestly means something. If you didn't, if you were a good homemaker, and you were well taken care of financially and blessed, and you left a mark on, you know, if that's what you were blessed to do, you know, and that's not even the economy, then so be it. But whatever you choose to do, do it and complete the assignment down and finish it. And this is what God wants me to do. And like you said, pray to him that it'll come. Also, get rid of people who bring you down and not lift you up in life. Yes, be told when you're wrong, but don't be constantly badgered and constantly just, oh, don't do that. Because, see, somebody could be telling you not to do something because they don't want you to have that business or that assignment. So I thought that was important on that. If you have to walk it by yourself, you walk it by yourself. And in God's faith, he will see that you get it. Also, confusion is an encampment for the enemy. If you got people want to argue and raise hell, you need to get them away from you because all they're doing is trying to stress you out and mess you up. Keep it away from you. Be willing to spiritually mature in life. I thought when you said that, look how when you started on your blessings and what you worked for to get these visions, how about God has blessed you. Just a couple more, two more things I'm done. We say complete your assignment. Not only in life, but on you. You know, if you want to lose weight or I want a house, well, go after it. Or you want a business, and don't stop till you get it. It's just that simple. And ask God to guide you that way. There may be some losses in getting these goals while I'm laying there. You have to accept defeat. If one won't let you in with the business loan, go find another bank. If you can't make it at this job, you go to another job where you're going to make it. Don't accept failure as an answer. That's what I have
learned. Hallelujah. Amen.
And I like the question you said tonight. Know who you are. Know where you're going in life. Where do you want to be? I said 5, 10, 15 years. I thought they were all good questions on personal goals and visions, which I know some of us don't want to answer or be scared. No, sit down and be transparent with yourself and answer these things to move forward. I thought Romans 8:31-39 was great. I like the verse there where it said, what shall we then say to these things?
Mm-hmm.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
So if you have a good vision and you serve the Lord, can't nobody stop you, no matter how much they talk about you. And how much to put you down, or they can cuss you out in your face, or you just look at them and say, have a nice to keep it moving, because that's them, the devil trying to slow you down.
Amen.
And lastly, I thought what you said tonight before we ended it, if you serve and believe in Jesus, your faith in him will show up. See, God knows that without serving, when you serve and pray, and, you know, go to Bible study, go to church, that he has to show up. But he's going to show up when he's ready to show up, not when we want him to show up. That's what I've learned in life. Every prayer is not going to answer. And understand that's God and he keeps you from failure. So I just thought, and things you can't see, that the lesson was great tonight, and that's what I took from it.
Amen, amen. So we thank God for that share from our very own Brother Golden. Amen. Evangelist Rosalind, are you sharing tonight?
I just wanted to say, because he basically covered most of everything that I was going to say, but, you know, but I think that the main thing that you said that stood out with me is that we have to take this before God. And I was thinking about even before I did my vision board and all that, it was during prayer that some of the things was birthed out that God began to reveal to me that I would put on the vision board. And so I thought that was very pertinent, that people know you got to stay in God's presence. And God will lead and guide you to be able to bring the blueprint to pass, because he already knows the ending from the beginning. So he already knows what it's going to look like. But as we walk it out, we have to continue to stay in his presence and allow him to show us what to do, when to do, you know, and like you said, don't just, you know, people may come and go or whatever, and some mean good, some don't, but you got to keep focused on what the Lord is telling you to do so you can go forward, that he will be glorified and not us.
So I thought that
was very interesting, because if we don't know who our identity in Christ, because he's the one who will show us our identity, who we are in him. And that, I think that's what helps you to keep your focus, that you don't be swayed by people, because people have their own agenda.
But
we need God's agenda and not people's agenda.
Amen. Say it again. Amen. Amen. Love it. Love it.
So, you know, that's what I took from it, that, you know, we just got to keep before God, stay before God, and God will help you to execute the plan. We have to do our part. God's going to do his part, but we have to do our part too.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that share, and the plan before you will keep you focused, because you have something to focus on,
Amen.
Something to keep you on track. So the woman of God is so right. It has to be God's agenda, you know, not ours and not someone else's. Praise God. Is anyone else sharing tonight? Beloved, if there's no one else sharing tonight, praise God, I'm going to ask that Evangelist Johnson do the altar call and that Brother Golden close us out in prayer.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Father, we thank you for this study, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, right now for those, oh God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God. God, that they heard tonight, oh God, that the only identity that we have is in you, oh God. And God, that they would realize that it's in you, oh God, only that they will live, move, and have their being. They would know their plan and their purpose, because you said you know the plans you have for us is not to harm us, but to give us a hope and a future in Jeremiah 29:11. So, God, I just pray tonight, God, that those who don't know you would come to know you, and those who have turned their back upon you, God, that they would turn back to you and know that you are their only hope also, God. And God, that you love them, God. And Lord, you are waiting with your arms wide open for them to return, to come back to you. And Lord, you, oh God, would put the ring on their fingers. You would put the robe around them, Lord, and you would forgive their sins as if nothing was ever done, God. And God, you would restore to them the joy of their salvation again, oh God. So, Father, as I pray this prayer, I pray that if someone don't know you, that they would pray this prayer. Father, I ask that you would come into my heart. You would forgive me. Lord, I heard the word tonight that you are the only one who can give me my identity. I ask that you would forgive my sins, God, and you would give me my identity so I will know who I am in you, so that I could walk out the life that you have me to live. Lord, I know that you came and you died for me, and not only did you die, but you were resurrected with all power in your hand so that I can live eternally with you. And Father, I ask that you would forgive me. I believe your word, and I repent of all my sins right now. I ask that you would just change me and fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I can even know you even more. In Jesus' name I pray. And for those who have turned their backs and want to come back and say, Father, I realize I made a mistake. I realize that I can't do it without you, and I turn my heart back to you. God, I ask that you would help me to stay, oh God, to stand, oh God, no matter what's coming, oh God, that I would look to you as you give me my identity, God, because I've lost it, because I went back and I've lost my identity. So I know now my identity is only in you, So, God, I ask that you would restore unto me everything that the locusts and the cankerworm have eaten up, oh God. Restore unto me my relationship with you. I repent and I turn back to you, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Good. That was very good. Amen. For the sinner man and the backslider, we thank God for that call to salvation. Brother Golden, can you close us out in prayer?
Yes, indeed. Father God, I just want to thank those that came on the line tonight. For there are few, you shall be served and touch the masses. For your spirit, Lord, here on Wednesday night, Sunday night, Wednesday night, when we read the Bible, talk about the good things God does, the Lord, it nothing but resonates throughout the world. But I pray, Father God, that we that are gathered here tell someone of the goodness of the Lord. And those that don't believe, that we show them what he can do for you and what he's done for us. And I pray, Father God, that you keep all those here from hurt, harm, and danger. And you keep those that were traumatized or delivered from something in life, Lord, that you keep what was traumatized away from them in life. And I pray, Lord, that the evil comes up against us or anyone close to us, be gone in your name's sake.
Amen.
So Father God, those that truly against us is not for us. In God like, in God's way, personality. And I just thank you, Father God, for the word that was given tonight by Apostle Asa Roberts, that truly we must have vision. We must have goals that are in alignment with heaven and God. And it's just that simple. And I just thank you, Father God, that I look back on my life that somebody told me about Jesus. That somebody told me the do's and don'ts and where to go, who not to go with, who not to deal with, who not to be with, because Lord knows where I would be. Because all it takes, Lord, is just a split second to have your life go down. And I just thank you, Father God, that when I didn't know no better, that you put your blood on me and put your hand on me. I just thank you, Lord, when I was lost that you found me. And I know, Father God, that you have shown me that where you don't need, where I do need to be and where I don't need to be. Well, who I need in my personal space and who I don't need in my personal space. And I just thank Father God that you have given me the ability to not stay down and rise up. And I pray, Father God, that those that are here see that, Lord. And I just pray, Father God, that you touch them, Lord, and keep them in alignment with not only the Ten Commandments, but God's plan. Because truly, there's no other way but God's plan. Because truth and righteousness always prevail, no matter where we want, what we want, or how we want it. If it's that truth and righteousness, then God, keep it away from us. And
amen.
I pray, Father God, that you continue to touch the world, because I know we're in an imperfect world and imperfect people. But I know, God, that you would continue to show me that the enemy cannot cast us down. The enemy cannot bring us down with their best resources and their wicked ways. Because, Father God, you have shown me that when you stand on righteousness, have a backbone, and as was said tonight, not have fear on standing in righteousness, that you will not let no man bring us under, no man cast us down, no word break our spirit. Well, God, it's just amazing what you've done. And I just thank you, God, that those that are on here and are on staff with Cornerstone Deliverance Church, I just thank you for allowing me to let this resource come our way. And may Asa Roberts continue to build us staff at Cornerstone Deliverance Church through resources provided by telecommunications. And Father God, just thank you for allowing me to have some friends on this line that like to hear my voice and hear the good things that I say upon the Lord. Because all these things, Lord, build us up in spirit. And I pray that we all here friends in Christ, that we stay friends in Christ, that we not only build each other up, but build our fellow man. Because that's what we're here to do. Because it's not about us or this community, but the world is God's community. So, Father God, I just continue to ask the blessings of each and every one on here tonight in their personal lives and for this church. For these blessings I ask, Father God, in your name's sake I pray. Amen.
Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. We thank God for the closing of our prayer. Amen, beloved. Let your faith have works. Amen. Praise God. Let your faith bring forth fruit. Agape love. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Be
a witness. Agape love. Everybody have a good week.
Agape love.